It's like, it's what they tell you not to do, but he's made a career of doing it.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hey, what's going on, Radio God?
Hi there.
How you doing?
Okay.
Right. I got a groaner for you.
Groaner? No,
No, I understand the phone number, but
we've eliminated.
We've
eliminated the groaners.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I mean, they'll be back when we're ready for the groaners to come back.
So no groaners, thank you.
Groaners are like jokes now. If you want to give out your phone number, we'll hear your super groaner.
But if we don't laugh at it, then we give your number out for millions of people to call you.
Hello.
I think he...
And the decision has been made.
He took a powder.
Threw it out the window.
That's right.
He's out of there.
It was a good decision.
He took a powder.
Okay, one more before we get to cease and desist.
Yeah.
About playing these clips from Star Wars, Return of the Sith. Here's one more before we hit the break here.
Master Windu. I take it General Grievous has been destroyed then. I must say you're here sooner than expected.
In the name of the Galactic Senate of the Republic, you're under arrest.
Bill O'Reilly?
Are you threatening me, Master Jedi?
The Senate will decide your fate.
I am the Senate.
Oh. That's the only one where it's in there for no particular reason.
That's the one that might be really
crowbarred in there.
No, that's the one. They mention Darth Vader.
Oh, okay.
Every time the name Darth Vader is mentioned. See? Okay, here's another one.
Anakin, deliver this report to
Bill O'Reilly.
His reaction will give us a clue to his intention. Yes, Master.
You just have to know that it's Darth Vader every time.
This war represents a failure to listen. Now you're closer to
Bill O'Reilly
than anyone thinks. Ask him to stop the fighting and let diplomacy resume.
I love all the voices.
They learn to know.
Bill O'Reilly?
And you will be able to save your wife from certain death.
What did you say?
Bill O'Reilly?
You're the Sith Lord.
Okay, well, we don't want to hear from the lawyers today, so we'll stop with the Star Wars Return of the Sith.
Hi, Robbie. He's got books, he's got radio, he's got TV, and now he's a feature film star.
We replaced the words Darth Sith. Actually, Darth Vader's, like, mentor or whatever.
Yeah, but same thing.
It is.
The bad guy.
I wanted to prevent all the droolers from calling.
What did you say?
Bill O'Reilly?
You're the Sith Lord.
There you go. Right on.
Very good, Bill O'Reilly.
Okay, we got to hit a break here, although I see there's an exciting call.
Huh.
Can we just take an exciting call from a drunk guy?
Sure.
Hello, George, are you drunk?
A little bit.
All right, dude.
Drummers are fags, man.
Who's fags?
Drummers. Drummers are fags.
Is this about Charlie Watts?
Yeah, all of them, man. They're no band member. They don't get the chicks. Come on.
How long have you been drinking, sir?
Since what time is it now?
Where are you calling from?
People's Republic of Sacramento.
That would be, it's 12:15 where you are. 1:15.
Another question. How long have you been a drummer?
I've been a guitar player, so thanks for asking.
Well, how about the couple of weekends?
3 hours, man.
Hey, drunky drunk. How about in a couple of weekends you follow me around some weekend, right? And then you'll see that I did get the chick.
Hey.
Okay?
Enjoy your day.
What? Enjoy your day, too.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
It won't last the day.
Always good talking to a drunk guy.
Enjoy your day.
Gotta hit a break here. Be right back. Oh, let me just tell you, I'll be speaking about my wife, the damn dummy.
Oh, good.
When we come back. Come right back.
Stop it, Don.
Thank you.
Hi, Rosie.
Oh, that is dead.
And I'm sick about it.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Yes. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Come in!
Come in! Hey, Grandma! I brought an old bunny rabbit for you to have!
Rabbit?
Hey, Grandma! You almost forgot! Grandma! What big eyes you got!
Yeah, I know. All right. Big eyes. Yeah, I know. Come on.
You go ahead.
Okay, yeah, sure, I know. Thanks a lot. Goodbye.
from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
It's the favorite radio program of Charlie M., The Don and Mike Show.
We got our website is donandmikewebsite.com. We'll have the pictures of the guy, the winner of the contest. Chris will have the pictures of him and the unwrapping on the website later tonight.
And he's all squeaky clean now.
Well. Yeah, relatively speaking.
Yeah, I mean, there might be something in that.
He'll never
in
a be nook or
cranny.
It's raining outside, so, you know, maybe you can just do that Scott Chandler thing, drive home with his with his windows down. And
yeah, saves you a shower.
Sunroof down and just say, I did it on purpose.
He's going to need a Q-tip. There's no way around.
Oh, yeah. Well, we'll get the report from him tomorrow.
Yes, please.
And I know that all the Infinity lawyers are listening, so I'll just tell you that, yes, he signed the waiver.
Fantastic.
Signed the waiver.
Good stuff.
So, like, if his head falls off tonight or something.
Or something like... Something alive comes out of his scalp.
Yeah, if it's like that movie, is it Dune?
The
thing crawls at or
Baron Harkonnen.
Or the Star Trek movie with Ricardo Montalban.
Where they put the thing in the ear.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Right.
Then it goes into the brain.
But anyway, he's signed. So, if anything, and that's exactly what a release says, incidentally.
Right.
If something happens like in the movie Dune or in Star Trek Wrath of Khan.
I love Dune.
Then we are off the hook. And off the hook now is something that kids say.
Right.
Isn't it?
It's off the hook.
It's off the hook.
But they say they don't use it in the context that we do.
No, they don't.
They make like it's something special or good when we're simply
when
talking about getting out of trouble.
Off the hook means John Q. Law won't be after you.
Right. As in, well, the usage would be, you're off the hook now. Go on home to your family.
But a youngster might say you're saying... You're super fantastic.
Yes, and the usage might be something like, well, the kids would say, these tater tots are off the hook, like that.
Mumsy. Popsy.
It's also a favorite saying used quite often by unsuccessful fishermen.
Off the hook. Okay, this weekend, before I tell you this thing about my wife, I walked out of two separate events this weekend.
Wow.
First, the Will Ferrell movie.
No.
Yes.
You walked out of it?
Yes, I did.
I'm so pleased. Wow.
I still think Will Ferrell is one funny son of a bitch, and I love him yelling at kids.
Uh-huh.
I love him getting hit in the nuts with soccer balls and everything else. I lasted in the movie for, I think, 48 minutes until it reached the point when it became obvious that Will Ferrell was going to, through the magic of movies, learn a lesson.
A valuable lesson.
And learn a lesson about himself and the way that he treats his son and his own kids. And as soon as I found out, it was like something that would be on the ABC Family Channel.
Yeah, you saw the real Will Ferrell.
I walked out. No, I did not, Mike. He did it for the money.
Well, thank you for your honesty. I feel vindicated.
Yeah. The first 30 minutes are pretty funny. And Mike Ditka is really funny in the movie.
I would think he would be.
I mean, he really...
Isn't Robert Duvall in that also?
Yeah, and Robert Duvall...
What the hell is he doing in that movie?
Robert Duvall is the one who, I guess, made a lot of bad investments. Because a guy of that stature...
It's amazing to be seen in a movie like that.
I mean, the movie's a piece of crap.
Uh-huh.
I like Will Ferrell. I like him kicking kids and yelling at kids and stuff.
Right.
But really, the person that does the best in the movie is Mike Ditka.
Mike Ditka.
So that tells you a lot about that. Then last night, Fried and I are going to go see this guy that I want to see. His name is Ricky Jay. He's a guy, he's got a show going around the country. It's called Ricky Jay and his 52 assistants. He's a sleight of hand guy.
Oh.
And he's also, in some regards, an actor. He's been in the movie Heist with Gene Hackman and Delroy Lindo. Uh-huh. I always get, is it Delroy Lindy or Delroy?
Delroy Lindo.
Lindo, yeah. I think you had it right.
Anyway, he's been in quite a few movies. You'd know him if you saw him. We go to this thing downtown last night where he's doing sleight of hand, but we're in a room with about 100 people, and we're in the last possible row.
Oh.
And you can't see anything. The guy's doing incredible. I mean, just knock you on your ass stuff where he's got both sleeves on his jacket rolled up and he's doing the three-card Monty and he's saying, go ahead, bend a card. Look, at here's the queen, though.
But you're too far back to appreciate it?
Yeah, it's like, okay.
That's how it was when I went to the Penn & Teller show. Ah. If you're not on top of it and you're watching a magic show, it's just, and isn't that really what it is? It's a magic show, right?
Yeah. Well, yes, and he's outstanding. And his dialogue that goes along with, I mean, he's a scholar. He's a funny guy.
Mm-hmm.
He's an educated guy. It makes me laugh. And his sleight of hand is fantastic. But we were so far away. So then my wife says, I'm going to go complain. I said, during the intermission, I said, oh, God, don't go complain. Please don't.
Well, what's she going to complain about?
Well, because we're pissed. You know, they're selling this as you're going to come see one of the world's greatest sleight of hand guys,
uh-huh.
And yet you're like a football field away from it.
Oh, okay. All right.
We thought at the very least there would be some kind of like video monitor so that you'd be able to watch on the screen. And also the guy had no microphone on.
So you couldn't hear him either.
So
wow.
Like when people would laugh,
yeah.
You couldn't hear what the jokes were that he was making. So I said to her at when we got done, oh, hold on a second. I want to talk about it. Hold on. Hello there, Bryce.
Hey, what's up, Don?
Hi there.
Yeah, I was listening to Kornheiser today, and he was talking about Ricky Jay. He was at the show last night. Did you happen to see him? Or
I did, and I don't want to talk bad about Tony Kornheiser because I dig Tony Kornheiser,
uh-huh.
But he was making that move where he was standing during the intermission.
Right.
He was standing in the one spot where everybody could see him, regardless if you were going to the bathroom, going to the bar, if you're going to go outside to have a smoke, if you're going to go upstairs to where they had some seats. He was standing in the one spot where no matter where you went, you could see him. And if anybody made eye contact with him,
mm-hmm.
he would shoot them a look that said, why are you staring at me?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, right. Well, pardon the interruption, but is he ugly in real life or just on TV?
He's a good guy.
How are his seats?
No, I'm betting his seats were great because I bet he
didn't. You didn't know. Did you have any desire? Was he giving off the kind of vibe? Because normally, I mean, you and I both know Tony. We'd walk up and say hi to him. Was it the kind of vibe
yeah.
where you just didn't want to even deal with it?
No, because he looked like he was pissed.
Hmm.
He looked like, and I understand it because I, you know, he's on TV every day. Everybody really knows what he looks like.
Exactly.
I mean, I think what Tony Kornheiser had on his face last night was the way that I feel all the time when I go out anywhere. And he was standing there with, I guess,
giving the vibe that said, stay away.
You know, I could tell I was looking. It looked like his, you know, maybe his kid or something, a young man. I think he's got a kid around Bart's age. And you're just standing right underneath this bright light, and Frieda said, well, go over and say hello to him. He'd be surprised to see you at something like this. There's something you have in common with this guy. I said, look at him. I said, look, he's over there just pissed off being here. I mean, that's the vibe he was giving.